Thoughtful question. Say, we often surrender to Krishna at the end after we have tried everything and it doesn't work. So how can we think that Krishna is with us and we are doing it for Krishna, that he's our partner right from the beginning? First of all, for us, spirituality does not mean giving up our humanity. It doesn't mean giving up our individuality. It is rather raising our individuality to a spiritual level. So it's not that we are meant to efface or eliminate our individuality. We are always individuals and we have initiative. And with our initiative, we want to serve Krishna. In the spiritual world, when the gopis go out, say for Aslila, or just they go out to be with Krishna, at that time, each gopi dresses and decorates herself in her own way. Now, all the gopis have the same desire to please Krishna with their beauty. But every gopi will do her own decoration in her own individual way. And that individuality also pleases Krishna. So definitely individuality, it's a inherent characteristic of the soul. And we can't give it up. So each of us, when we serve Krishna, we will serve in different ways according to our nature, according to our individuality. And the important thing is to serve Krishna. So there is devotional service we want to do. Now service is important. Even if the devotion is not there, continue the service. Gradually the devotion will come. So just because the devotion, we don't feel there is a devotional disposition, just because of that, we shouldn't stop the service. Continue the service and gradually the devotion will seep in. That's the first point. Having said that, we can do three things, broadly speaking. First is, before doing the service, pray to Krishna. Krishna, I want to do this for you. I want to do this in a mood of service. Say, when we have class, usually before the class, we offer some prayers. When we read scripture also, we can try to offer some prayers before that. So generally, before doing anything, it can be the explicit prayer or it can be implicit prayer. But generally, the implicit prayer may not come. So having some explicit prayer, maybe when we start a day also, Krishna, whatever I do in this day, I want to do it for you. So start with prayer. And then at the end of the day, you can just mentally go over things and Krishna, I offer this to you. Whatever I did, good, bad, I tried what I could. And I offer this to you. All this is for you. Narayanayati samarpayami, as a famous prayer is there, that, you know, I offer all this to Narayana. And it, having said that, in between also, if we could schedule some breaks, say during the course of the day, maybe we pause for a few minutes and then at that time try to spiritualize our consciousness, maybe read some quotes which are spiritual, maybe hear some kirtan, or just keep a picture of Krishna and pray to Krishna. So that reminds us of that. I'm connected with Krishna, I'm doing all this for Krishna. So broadly the beginning, in the middle some breaks, and at the end if we do it, that is at our stage good enough. Because we also are functioning in this world and the world requires our attention. So if thinking about Krishna distracts us from being attentive in doing what we are doing, that is not so favorable also. We want to do the best for in whatever we are doing. When Arjun was shooting arrows, it is not that he was shooting arrows, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He may not have been chanting Hare Krishna at that time. His focus was on shooting the arrow the best he can. So it is said that when you are working, work as if everything depends on you. When you are praying, pray as if everything depends on God. So, often we do the opposite. When we are praying, we think, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that, when will I do it? When we are chanting, I think, I have to do this work, this work. So, we are praying, we are thinking of the work. And when we are working, think, oh, all this work is mundane. I am not thinking about Krishna, I am not praying to Krishna. What is the use of all this temporary work? No. So, when you are working, work as if everything depends on you. Just do it wholeheartedly. And when you are praying, pray as if everything depends on Krishna. So that way, if we do it, gradually what will happen is, if we are doing our sadhana also nicely, we are having quality time for connecting with Krishna directly, by that, Krishna will become a more and more prominent presence in our consciousness. See, right now, say you are sitting in this temple, now you are hearing me speak, but also you are aware that you are sitting in the temple, there are other people around you, in the left, right, but that is in the background. So, our consciousness often has some things in the foreground, something in the background. Now, for us, most of the time, the world is in the foreground and Krishna is somewhere in the background. But as we keep practicing bhakti, gradually, Krishna will become a more and more prominent presence in our consciousness. And then Krishna will come in the foreground and the world will be aware, but the world will be in the background. Background doesn't mean we'll be inattentive, but we won't be consumed by the world. And the first time I left India, I traveled across the world. So many of my relatives were very excited about it. I went to America and came back, and many of my relatives who had been very disappointed when I got a job, when I got a university offer in America, I didn't go to America for studies. They had said, "Your life is wasted." But when I went to America, they said, "Now your life has become successful." So anyway, point I was making is, when first time I went abroad, I was very conscious. Oh, now I'm in Australia, now in America, I'm in London, I'm in Canada. But after I've been there for a few times, you know, I'm more focused. Okay, I'm speaking Krishna. What kind of question people are asking? So initially, the country where I was in, that was very exciting. But now it is speaking about Krishna that is more stimulating, more exciting. So gradually, as we keep practicing bhakti, Krishna will come more and more in the forefront of our consciousness. We cannot artificially do that. So just do your best right now, before, during and after if possible, before, after and during if possible. But overall, if we keep doing sadhana bhakti, Krishna will come in prominence in our consciousness. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.